Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are certainly working full-time with them to try and determine what the motive is. And of course, motive is what determines whether it's a hate crime or not.
At a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing Tuesday, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the deadly shooting at a Christian school in Nashville horrific and said the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are working alongside local police to aid in the investigation. When asked by Louisiana Senator John Kennedy if federal officials would open a hate crime investigation, Garland said it was too early to say. Garland was on the Hill Tuesday to testify about President Biden's 2024 budget request. Following the shooting, which left three children and three staff members dead, Senate Republican Whip John Thune said it's still too early to consider increasing regulations on firearms in the country.
I think with respect to any discussion of legislation, it's premature. There's an ongoing investigation, and I think we need to let the facts come out.
Senate Republicans also said they're looking to address several legislative agenda items this week, including the debt limit and the country's energy plan, while criticizing the Biden administration's priorities. At an event in North Carolina to talk about jobs and the economy, President Joe Biden spoke about his administration's efforts to boost the manufacturing sector, but also used the opportunity to repeat his calls for action in Washington to ban assault weapons.
Last year, we came together to pass the most significant gun safety legislation in 30 years. It was bipartisan. We got it done. And don't tell me we can't do more together. So I again call on Congress to pass the assault weapons ban. Pass it. It should not be a partisan issue.
Federal Reserve Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr said Silicon Valley Bank failed because it was not well managed and didn't appropriately address various financial risks.
That interest rate risk and liquidity risk was cited, was highlighted by the supervisors of the firm beginning in November of 2021.
Barr noted the Federal Reserve Bank did bring the concerns forward to Silicon Valley Bank, but the bank failed to address them in a timely way. Finally, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke before the House Agriculture Committee about new opportunities for farmers being considered in the new farm bill.
So this is, a significant and pivotal and transformational moment for this committee, and we look forward to working with you.
Vilsack was pressured by some on the committee on the topic of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Republican Representative Austin Scott of Georgia said he'd like to see funds allocated to SNAP be used differently. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.